Northwest Arkansas isn't as big as the universe, but it is expanding. This time next year, Northwest Arkansas could be in the top 100 metropolitan areas in the country. That's according to population estimates from the Northwest Arkansas Council. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek spoke with Nelson Peacock, the president and CEO of that economic development organization, about the perks and challenges of reaching that kind of milestone.
Your most recent announcement is that Northwest Arkansas will reach the top 100 metro areas sooner than expected. Can you just kind of briefly go over what is the top 100 metro areas? What does that mean?
The top 100 or regions are defined by MSA, so metropolitan statistical areas. And so you measure population and your workforce and other things through those MSAs. And so we are on the verge of being a top 100 MSA. That's based on population. Basically, the importance to that, it's kind of like being in the top 25 for athletics. There's no real magic to it, but it just gives you more recognition. So we'll be on more lists. We'll be in more rankings. We will be considered for more businesses that are looking to expand. And so for us, that's an exciting proposition to be in that top 100 and to continue to move forward, move this region forward, and to continue to expanding economic opportunity for everyone here.
And we were going to get there eventually, but now we're expecting to get there sooner.
Well, that's right. We were going to get there eventually if we kept growing, which we are. We basically do a kind of a rudimentary statistical analysis on our own. We take the average daily population growth since 2010, and that's a roughly 28 per day. And we project that against what other communities ahead of us are doing. And so most of the communities ahead of us are actually declining in population. So we are moving ahead quickly. We had used 28 since 2010, but the last census showed us coming up at 32 per day. So that's why our projections have moved ahead quicker. These are our estimates that the Northwest Arkansas Council does, and that is based on the trends in the past. So if we slow down, for example, or if another community ahead of us quit declining, then that could change our projections, just like it did this time. We were projecting the end of 2019 to reach that milestone, and now we are projecting earlier in the year next year to reach that milestone.
So you mentioned a couple of the benefits of being on this list. Can you go into that a little bit more? I mean, we have our airport that's trying to attract airlines. We're always trying to attract more businesses, more workers. So I don't know if we can expand on that maybe a little bit, what that ranking does.
Yeah, sure. I mean, like I said, it adds a little more to our marketing efforts of our region. And so we'll be on more lists. There's one and very important list that the Brookings Institute puts out. That shows you, you know, when businesses and others expand, they kind of look to these lists. We've talked about a few nationally known businesses. They don't even consider you if you're not in the top 100. With respect to the airport, we are ultimately going to continue to expand. We have increase in ridership there. It's just going to happen. I think this helps spur that momentum along. We spend a lot of time working with airlines to get them to come to Northwest Arkansas to see what we have going on, to see the amenities that we have and the trajectory of growth. And I think this is going to help us in those efforts.
And with growth comes some challenges. We've been talking about on this show, we've been talking a lot about challenges in transportation and housing, not just affordable housing, but housing in general. So does this make the case stronger for having to do something in both of those areas as a region?
Well, I think if we were 101 versus 100, it's not much of a difference. But I do think this reminds us that we are on a very strong growth trajectory, and we have to get ahead of some of these issues. You mentioned them, transit, housing, our airport. We have to get ahead of these issues if we want to continue to have the good quality of life that we have. A lot of metropolitan areas did not do that advanced work. It's kind of hard to plan for transit when it's not economically viable yet, but we know that it will be in 5 to 10 years. And so I think it's incumbent on the council and groups like ours to keep pressing ahead on those important issues. Another issue that we've talked about is preserving green space. It's very important to have those areas carved out as we continue to expand economically.
So the 2020 census is coming up. Are you guys preparing to make any projections on that as far as what the outcome of that census is going to be? And or do you just monitor these numbers fairly regularly?
Yeah, I think we let those numbers kind of stand on their own. That's a very scientific methodology that the government uses. We use this daily rate for ourselves. I think what we do is we monitor not only population growth, but business starts, housing prices and sales and investments that our employers in the region expect to make. And so we monitor those things. I think the important thing for these last draft numbers is it verifies what we have seen. As far as the next census, we expect our projected growth to continue, and we're going to do everything that we can to manage that growth appropriately at the Northwest Arkansas Council.
Right, because sometimes too much growth can also backfire a little bit if you don't have the housing and the transportation.
Absolutely. We're seeing some evidence of that right now. You've seen some increases in housing prices, mainly in the downtown areas. But the downtown areas are also areas where we want to invest in. That's what a lot of younger workers want. They want that quality of life to be able to walk to work or walk to a restaurant. And so we have to manage that growth and give new workers kind of the lifestyle that they want.
Do you have a message to people perhaps who are a little bit anxious about all this growth?
Well, I think for us as a business group, it's exciting. And I can understand that people enjoy the reason that people live here. They enjoy the quality of life here. And that is less of an urban area and urban feel and easy to get around. I guess what I would say is the growth is going to happen, right? The growth is going to happen. You're either moving forward or moving back. And so we believe that it's going to continue to happen. I think what we have to do is plan for the best. And so to make sure that we have good transit options, good housing options for individuals, this is what we want for our region. We just have to plan accordingly and make sure we manage it the best that we can. The economy here has been going strong for decades. Population growth has been growing for decades. But now this will put us at a different level with respect to our peer communities across the nation. And so I think from our perspective, we're excited about it. We're anxious to get to work on the challenges and opportunities that it'll provide.
So for you, for the Northwest Arkansas Council, what does this mean in terms of what the organization has to prepare for?
I think, well, right now we're in the process of developing our new strategy. We work on a 3-year strategy every year, and so that will encompass basically all of the things that we need to make this a good place to live. So that could be economic development, workforce development, education, transportation. A new thing that we're working on a lot more is diversity and inclusion and what that means, how we bring, as we grow, we bring in different people from different states, different backgrounds. And so how do we make sure that everyone works together and feels welcome here? That's an important part of what the council will be doing going forward.
So why is diversity this new area of focus for the Northwest Arkansas Council?
If you go back and look, we did a report recently that showed the demographic changes of the region. So back in 1990, this was about 96% white in this area. If you project out about 3 to 4 more years, we expect nearly one-third of all individuals were here will be from a minority group. And so, that presents some change to the people that are coming here, for the people that have been here for 20 years. And so we're working to make sure that everyone is comfortable with that change.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by our studio.
Okay, thank you.
That was Nelson Peacock, President and CEO of the Northwest Arkansas Council, speaking with Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek. If you'd like to share this story or any other you hear on this edition of Ozarks at Large, you can do that via Twitter, Facebook, and other social media platforms. Just go to either KUAF.com or OzarksAtLarge.com for more information. Also, at OzarksAtLarge.com or KUAF.com, you can find stories and interviews from past editions of our shows, as well as entire editions of past Ozarks at Large.